The Matrix is everywhere. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
What truth?
That you are a slave like everyone else. You were born into bondage, born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch.
You take the blue pill, the story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill.
The ultimate journey.
Episode 53. Hi, and welcome to the Ultimate Journey Awakening to Spirit podcast. I'm your host, Frank DeGenova. This episode is called Outside the Box, Escape the Matrix. Which pill did you choose? Maybe both pills lead to the same trap. There's always duality until the truth is revealed. Until then, you'll be bouncing between left, right, hot, cold, right, wrong, red, blue, like the pills. You can drink Coke, red, Pepsi, blue, watch the Maple Leafs, which are blue, Montreal Canadiens, which are red. Then you have Manchester United, Manchester City. It's always red and blue. And I won't even get into the politics because there's red and blue in politics as well. And interestingly, the royal colors and the exalted ones in society have or wear purple, which is a mix between red and blue. Remember, the left wing and the right wing belong to the same bird. I don't want to repeat a prior podcast because I've spoken about this in depth before. Just want to catch you up and get you to speed for what I'm going to be speaking about next. So voting is a venting system designed to give us the impression that we are free and have a choice. But it's an illusion that we are slaves. It tricks you and distracts you into believing that you have a choice. And I'll explain this in depth further. Just like sports do the same, they make us believe we have a choice. It's a distraction like everything else. When our team wins, our brain lights up and it's like, we won. You know, we invest in an athlete or a team and it makes us feel like we live vicariously through them. Feel that we have won and, you know, we had the victory. It's a false winning, but we didn't earn it. Just like the Olympics in Greece, the Colosseum when Rome was falling, it distracted the people. You know, the old saying, distract the people with bread and circus or circuses. Well, today it's bread and circus is beer and sports. But everything has collapsed and crumbled and it's going to make way for the new deceptions that are coming. We live in a world where we're deceived, we're distracted. We have entertainment. And false hope for the slave, you know. We get carrots along the way, you know, lotteries make you believe you have a chance to escape the slave system, you know, promise you freedom, all while they take your money, tax you on smokes and booze, all the sin taxes. You know, we're addicted to coffee, wake up, and wine to put us to sleep. I call these two things slave juice. Anyway, moving right along, these very things are kept to use us powerless, numb, and distracted. You know, we buy brand names, products, think as we have prestige, but in essence, we are followers. And the extra cash we make at work is used against us to imprison us even further. You know, we're meant to believe that being better, being rich and looking richer than others is escaping the system, but you're just in a little box of control. Then you have, you know, you have to look more beautiful than other people. You have a false chemical beauty, just far removed from natural beauty, the true and authentic beauty. But we all think we're different, but we're the same sheep that's part of the engineered herd. The herd that is trapped. Okay, I'm kind of getting off topic. I didn't even really get on topic yet. So I just want to say nothing is as it seems. You can call me crazy and that's okay, because waking up to the truth is very hard. It's hard to accept that we're lied to. And you can't unsee what I'm going to show you. You'll see it everywhere and you wonder how you didn't notice it before. It's so obvious. Mark Twain once said, it's easier to fool people than to convince them they've been fooled. This is a total betrayal. Believing things after we've spent our whole identity and our whole lifetime believing it, it's hard. You know, we have cognitive dissonance and our world would just collapse if we, you know, been taught that everything we ever believed was fake and not real. So we just hang on to our old beliefs and that's okay. And I find that many people mock and shame and don't have the real evidence and data to support these so-called conspiracy theorists. You know, they'll call you out and give you the ultimate gaslighting and make you feel like you're crazy. And you're nuts if you question it. I don't know if you know, but the conspiracy theorist has been invented by the CIA. It's a con. It's a conspiracy theorist. When people who ask too many questions are researched or got too close to the truth. funny. It seems like all the conspiracy theories are basically spoiler alerts. They're like current affairs right now. And those that dig in and find out truths, only for them to come into fruition, is so frustrating because it's like, why can't you see? And it's even more insidious when these same groups create controlled opposition, making the truthers look like real stupid. I think it's a brilliant plan. Like, for an example, those who believe that the earth is flat, they created a flat earth society, and they just made a whole bunch of yahoos seem like whack jobs that were in this, but it was planted. So no one knows what is truth or fiction anymore. Now with AI and deep fake, we don't know what's real anymore. History is being rewritten. We don't even know the true history. It's been written by the victor. So getting back, we think that we're free, but we're not. We're stuck in a system here. We're kept in a savior program. You know, something outside of ourselves will save us or free us. But we have to escape ourselves. But we blindly believe the TV, the people in power, and all that stuff. Okay, so this rant is over. Let's get down to the juicy stuff and the real information that I want to share with you today. Get on with it, Frank. It's only been almost 6 minutes. Okay, let's go. You can keep on living your life and slowly die every day, or wake up and start thinking outside the box. And the box is not only a mental and sometimes emotional construct. It's with everything. Even myself, I was in a box for a month after my birth. We live in a box. We drive in a box. We work in a box. We go to the bathroom in a box. And we die in a box. The box is Saturn. Wait, what? There's a reason why the thumbnail of this podcast is a black cube, and it represents Saturn. We live in a structure. We have days, nights, time, months, and we're ruled under the ancient Roman gods, such as Saturn, Jupiter, Mars. We have Earth, obviously, Venus, and Mercury. Sunday, Saturday, blah, blah, blah. In other words, Thursday, Tuesday, we have Earth, Friday, and Wednesday, and Sunday. Neptune and Uranus are planets that are furthest away from the sun or from the earth, and both are ice giants. And because they were discovered in 1846 and 1781, the days of the week were already spoken for. So Saturn is Saturday, the gatekeeper, and is the furthest from the other planets. The sun is our savior. And then we have Mercury, Venus, Earth, which is Mercury is Wednesday, Venus is Friday, Earth is here. Then Jupiter, Jove D, is Thursday, and then finally Saturn. Then you have Uranus and then Neptune and then Pluto. I think it's a dwarf planet, I think, or is it a moon? They're the celestial planets, perhaps what we have to go evolve to. So Neptune signifies the dreams, illusions, spirituality, the intangible stuff and the mystical stuff. Uranus is innovation, rebellion, and sudden change. It's like unconditional, unconventional thinking and a desire for freedom and individuality. Perhaps the enlightening of our soul. And Pluto symbolizes regeneration, power, destruction, and rebirth. So that kind of makes sense, doesn't it? Pluto is like linked to intense and profound changes in a person's life, including psychological and emotional transformation. Anyway, so Saturn is the sixth planet from the sun, the sixth day of the week, and observed at 6 o'clock on sundown. You can kind of figure out where I'm going with this, right? Let's go back to the beginning. In the beginning, well, actually in the original Genesis, I think it's 1.26, it tells us, Then God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, not mine or his, our. Kind of maybe thinking that there's more than one. The Canaanites called their god El, or the Elohim is plural of El. And Saturn is called El, if you didn't know that. There's so much confusion between the Elohim, the Anunnaki, Yahweh, and the Nephilim. And they're supposed to be the offsprings of the one true God. I want you to keep this in mind. So, you know, Saturn is called El. Those who worshipped El were called the elders, who were elected to become the elite and were elevated in society because they had the power, or the electricity. We put them in power. And have you noticed all the angels? Names all end in L, Mike L, Gabriel L, Yuri L, Emmanuel L, even the gospel L's, the chap L's. So my question is, are the angels all really benevolent? And I'm going to touch on that. Even having Superman, you have Kal L. In Kryptonian, Apparently, El means child and Kal means star. Lucifer, the fallen angel, Nephilim. These words are spells. Yes, there's an L in spell. These are all designed to keep us confused, dependent on a savior, and stay powerless. I will do a future podcast on word magic. So moving on from angel, let's go to the etymology. The ones that run the show created Israel for their agenda. And this has nothing to do with the Jewish people of the world. The god and goddess, Isis, Ra, and El, Saturn, create Israel. Isis, Ra, and El. Yahweh in the Bible, God appeared to Abraham, Jacob, and Isaac as El Shaddai. There's that El again, the Canaanite's main god, Ishmael. It's all El. And just going back to the god of patriarchy or the god of the father, Yahweh, it's like Yahoo, El Yahoo. Yeah, it's really crazy. And now moving along to the Temple of Solomon, it is also derived from other words. You have Sol, which is the sun in Latin, Om, the Om in the Sanskrit, and on is on like light, the light switch stays on. Sol, Oman, Solomon. The Temple of Solomon represents sex. The obelisk, scepters, canes, swords are all male phallic power symbols. The Egyptian and the Pope scepters, the royal wedding, the canes and all that stuff. You have the two pillars. The L is 11, L-11, the Dio horns. And it represents the penis of Malak. We're going to talk about this more. You have the tarot cards. You have Jekin and Boaz. You have the archway that represents the vagina. It's all crazy. Now, Kronos is the god of Saturn. The Phoenicians called him Elus. El again, Elus. Elus. The Phoenician name for Saturn is Israel, believe it or not. Kronos is Greek, the Greek god of time, which is where we get chronology from. The crown, the Kronos, depicting as having a white beard. Santa Claus, Kronos, Satan Claus, dressed in red. You know, Kronos is the father of time, the Grim Reaper, the son of death. He's also the Norse god Odin, who rode on an eight-legged horse. But we know now that it's been changed, not changed, it's been evolved down to the eight original reindeer and nine if we count in the newest edition, Rudolph. Again, that's a whole new other podcast, and I'm going to be writing about all the different gods and holidays, so it's kind of fun. I'm excited about that. So moving on from the even L or the 11, we're going to go for another name for the god of Saturn, which is Malak. Or also Baal, B-A-A-L, from the Bi-Baal, the two Baals, the Old and the New Testament. Then you have the bull markets or the Baal markets on Wall Street, ring the Baal or ring the bell. I'll speak about that later, about the sacrifices that were performed with Baal or Malak. Oh, before I forget, I wanted to say the white-bearded man in the Matrix movie was called the Architect. And in Freemasonry, God is the architect of the universe. Remember the white-bearded man in the Matrix, the Architect? Anyway, let's get on to Saturn, the planet and all that. So the ancients believed that Earth was actually a cube and not a sphere. In the Bible, the four corners of the Earth. Maybe the globe and flat earthers were both wrong. So Baal, Malak, is symbolized as an owl or wings around Saturn. It can be seen in the Egyptian bird, wings around the red sun, or the Egyptian sun disk, the Great Seal of USA, the Air Force Special Ops, the House of Windsor, the United Nations, the Eagle of Rome in Freemasonry, also high-end cars and bikes like Harley, Chrysler, and the Bentley logos. You see the all-seeing eye symbol everywhere, the AOL, CBS, and a plethora of other logos. So we'll get back to the rings now, the rings of Saturn. What do you think the Nike swish is? Take a look at it. Actually, pause this podcast or just scroll to the thumbnail. I have a little swish in one of the rings snuck in. Little Easter egg for you. It's one of the swishes of the rings of Saturn. And you see a lot of actors covering one eye and all these ritualistic one-eye things to worship Saturn. And we also have the BlackRock and Vanguard, which own each other, which make up 89% of the S&P 500. It's all over the place. It's crazy. Now let's get into the cube worship. We're all worshiping the cube and we don't even know it. Cube being Saturn, obviously. But are we praying to the right god? You have the Opet Festival of Fertility, the Egyptian Festival of Fertility. It's all about penis, atum, or the atom, the vulva, and many names for Isis. And one is Cybele, which means cube. Black cube, perhaps. Okay, so we have the Sumerian and Babylonian mythology, but the cube, the Kaaba or Kaaba, which is associated with the god Marduk, the deity of Babylon, and, you know, they adorn it with precious stones and gold and other offerings. In the Islamic tradition, the Kaaba is also considered to be a sacred site. It's located in Mecca, in Saudi Arabia. Muslims go there, and wherever they are in the world, they face toward the Kaaba during prayer, considered to be the holiest site in Islam, or, you know, on the earth, I guess. So the Kaaba has three pillars supporting the roof, and these pillars represent the spot where the devil tried to tempt Abraham not to sacrifice his son Ishmael. Not to sacrifice the son, or to sacrifice the son. And we'll get into that later about the sacrificing of the son. And then, well, you have the Set in the ancient Egyptian god, which is some considered to be a square or black cube. In Hinduism, you have the cube, or more specifically, the Sri Yantra, or the Sri Chakra, and it's a sacred symbol. Then you have, in the Jewish faith, you have men, Jewish men over 13, wearing the tefillin, the black leather box, or black cube, on the forehead, and or wear it on the upper arm, and it's wrapped around 8 times around counterclockwise, I think, and strap around the left arm or wrist for weekday morning prayers. Then you have the Muslims, who walk around counterclockwise as well, around the Kaaba in Mecca, like Saturn rings. The black cube represents Saturn, and then the rings is when you walk around, you strap around, right? Oh, so you're a Christian, right? Surely you don't worship Saturn and the black cube, but even Jesus, God's only son, who was sacrificed on the cube. Origami enthusiasts know, if you know how to make a cube, it's simply a folded up cross or a flattened cube. And Roman mass was held on top of a cube in front of the temples, right? It's like nuts. What about movies and television? Doctor Who? The Power of Three? That episode where the billions of small black cubes appear across the world? What about Star Trek's The Borg? The black cube. Crazy. I mean, it's everywhere. I can go on and on. But what if we're really, there's a secret societies that are praying to Saturn and planets, you know, doing all these weird things. It's a possibility, you know. I mean, let's put tinfoil hat on. I'm not saying anything to be afraid or anything, just that every good story has a dragon in it, a villain, and we're all actors. So it's a game. It's like, don't, you know, we may have become emotionally and mentally and physically enslaved, but it's been planned that way. Someone has to be the villain. So let's get back to Saturn, as this whole podcast is about it. So Saturn is also known as the Black Sun. Black old sun, here we come. I don't even know if I sung that right, but anyway, I'm not auditioning to anything. The colors of Saturn are red and black. Why do you think priests wear black? The Nazis, judges, the Royal British Guard, Darth Vader and Palpatine Snoke's Red Knight stormtroopers wearing red and black robes. They all represent the priesthood of Saturn, Saturn worship. Saturn is the judge, the teacher. His lessons are hard. Those of you who know about Saturn in our natal chart, it returns every 29 and a half years. You'd better listen to Saturn or he'll whack you. So now let's look at something totally off the wall. You know the square hat graduation? That's Saturn too. You have the black square worn on the head, and then you have the limp dick, which is the tassel. We are limp and powerless. They're sucking our power. So the story about that is the slaves of the stonemasons way back would carry the cement on top of their heads on the blackboard to build off. So they would walk with cement, fresh cement, so the masons would take it and use it to build. Crazy stuff. It's also the hammer, the judge's hammer. The judge sits on the bank or the bench and he wants to get paid. It's a game too, and this is a whole other podcast that I'm going to do too as well. The games are played in a court, where you go to court to play a game. Tennis court, basketball court, you use a racket, the ball's in your court. It's basically a criminal justice system, or a criminal justice system, like Better Call Saul. He's a criminal lawyer. So if you look at Saturn, the planet, on its side, so you kind of spin it so the rings are around. It looks like an eye, the ring around the pupil, the all-seeing eye. Not quite. The North Pole of Saturn has a perpetual storm that is in the shape of a hexagon. the South Pole is the all-seeing eye. It looks like an eye, so that's the all-seeing eye of that. The hexagon represents a flattened cube. Think the Pentagon in the USA. The symbol is the Star of David, the six-pointed star. And if you look inside the Star of David or the Metatron's star cube, the shape inside is the hexagon. Pentagon. I don't know. Oh, God, I don't even know anymore. And this can be explained in sacred geometry with Metatron's cube, but that's a whole podcast again on itself with Metatron's cube, and it's incredible when you see how it all works. It is the star of Saturn, not the star of David, the black cube. Also, the Saturn glyph is an H with a cross on its head. So it's an H, and then the very top on the top left, it's a cross. You look at the Jesuit symbol. It's a cross on the H in front of a sun, totally the Saturn sign. It's a sun. And then you have Saturn has rings. We wear rings. We wear finger rings, earrings, and wedding rings. We have the engagement ring, the marriage ring, and the suffering. All the rings of marriage. Kings and queens, the elders, the elites wear rings on their heads. They're called crowns. So we are all bound by the rings of Saturn. And I truly believe all systems are corrupt and all the events are traced back to Saturn. We are also bound by religion. Now, if you read my first book, The Ultimate Journey, I write in there that the root for religion comes from the two Latin words re, the prefix meaning to return, and ligare. Ligare means to bind. So in other words, return to bondage or relegare. So basically, we're worshiping a Canaanite Phoenician religion or the cult of Saturn. Now, who are these people? Who are they anyway? I've always wondered that. So the face of Saturn, I call the three-headed dragon. Three-headed dragon is a central banking system, the monarchy, and the Vatican. In other words, the financial banking, the military, and the law is illegal. Did you know that law stands for land, air, and water? But which jurisdiction are you under? Most of us are under the land of the air and water. Not the law of the land, which is freedom of rights. Again, that's a whole other podcast. So we have the Triple Crown. We have all the different laws. In 1455, the Romanus Pontificus was written to take away our real estate. So we don't own nothing. Our real estate. We don't own our real estate. The 1948 Treni Regis makes people slaves. And in 1531, the Convocation is to take away our souls. So they take away every aspect of us. That's why what they want is baptized, to take our souls away. And did you know that these three corporate entities are sovereign and are not part of the countries they're located in? You have Washington, D.C., which is the District of Columbia. You have the Vatican in Rome and the City of London. One to enslave our souls, another for our money, and one our freedom. And you also have, I don't know if you know about this, there's three types of laws in court. You have the UCC commercial law, where you only get fined. It's a commercial law, the Phoenician law. That's admiralty law and the maritime law. But that's, again, something else to talk about. You have the canon law, which is the Vatican law, the high seas. It's where you go to jail. Then you have the Bible law, Talmudic law, and the priests of Baal, authorized to send you and sentence you to death. So when you swear in the Bible, make sure you know who you're swearing to and who you're worshiping. Maybe the God referenced in the Bible is not the one you want to be praying to, or is the one true God. Just something to think about. So is everything just about sex and ritual sacrifice for our energy? Could be. Let's look at the resurrection. The resurrection. Yes, pun intended, the erection of the phallic symbols or the obelisks. Can't even speak, obelisks. Did you know that they are all in the cities of the Triple Crowns? And virtually in many other cities. It symbolizes the Big Bang Theory. Worship. The secret societies worship the phallic symbols. The obelisk, Baal. Obelisk. Interesting. Penis worship. You have Osiris and Isis. You have the male and the female. You have energy harvesting, sex. Most of us are familiar with the Heliopolis, the obelisk in Cairo. The city of light, helio means sun, and polis means city. So the ancient Greek name is Baalbek, strangely enough, right? In the Vatican, right in the center of St. Peter's Square, you have the ovale, and you have the obelisk right in the middle. So penis, vagina. Also in Cleopatra's Needle, on the Thames embankment, I'll talk about the bank afterwards if I remember. The embankment in London, and then you have the phallic penis or the obelisk in Washington, D.C., or the District of Columbia. And the Oval Office? As an ovary office? I live in Toronto, and we have the CN Tower. What is the female? Maybe the Rogers Centre or the Sky Dome is the vagina. So I believe, I know it's crazy, right? So I believe this is a satanic religion. We're all worshiping the wrong gods on all religions. I mean, how could it be one of love? You know, if it's all about sex and the suck power, vampirism, stealing our life force and our louche, or whatever a body produces. I talk about this on all my other podcasts. And invite you to listen to all my podcasts because everything links with everything. It all pieces together. So I invite you to going around in your city and look for the obelisks or these penises of Baal and see where the female is. Just for entertainment purposes only. So I believe that there is a war on our light, on our breath, on our energy. Just wanted to say here and note that when we're never done awakening, when we find out these truths, where no one's safe from falling victim to another trap. There's always a sticky web there. When one veil is conquered, then another one awaits us. So remember all the, with my podcast, everything from the planets to Jesus, all the vertebrae, the crystals, oil, like there's always levels and we always have to be aware on these. So I'm trying to get to you with these podcasts. I try to awaken you or just at least think or plant some seeds just to think differently. You know, the more knowledge we have, the less we have to fear. And we can see the sleight of hand of the magicians. You know, the critical thinking, we've stopped learning and we've become lazy and we believe what we're giving to us. You know, who controls the info controls us. We're the herd, the shepherd of the herd. And I don't know if you can hear a dog barking in the background, but there's a dog just decided to interrupt us. But you have to give the consent. All these global events that are happening, they just, when we give over control, it's our rights can never be taken away from us. Only privileges. Remember that. So they trick us into complying. Anyway, I'm not going to go on that. I'm just saying that there's a Warner light and there. So I'm going to talk about cells in our body. Another play on words I'm going to be coming up here. So we have every cell in your body is a battery. Batteries are called cells, right? So you have the positive and negative polarity. We are batteries for the Matrix. And I believe that was a great depiction in the movie. We create the louche, the energy. They take our volts. Especially volts, I'll get to that too. Especially when we're in fear, anger, and confusion. They feed off of us. And fear is their food. And then when you're a bad person, they put you in a cell. Anyway, that's another topic. So we go to the polls so we can put in charge the people in power. So we're going back to the elders again. The ones we elected, the elders we elected and put into power. So we have the battery of charges when we go into jail cells as well. So let's get back to when we get the elections, we give them electricity. We vote in a voting booth or voting booth. We're at the voting terminal. Which pole are you at? The terminal, positive or negative, red or blue. Our life force, people vote or they vote at the candidate they want to put into charge, want to charge and put into power. Which pole, right? Which politician? Get it? The polling station is a voting station where we give away our power. Just like credit cards, they're called charge cards. You know, we get into debt, we have to pay it off. So, yeah, there's so much to talk about. I want to just talk about everything, but it's too much. So even when you interact with people, we have a certain amount of energy before we crash and we have to go to bed. And some people drain us, some people empower us. So think of each meeting and everybody that you meet as an energy exchange. How much energy do you want to pay? How much does it cost to interact with them, right? So do they rob us or do they deposit into our bank? Or do we get loans out of that? So think about that. So they keep us in fear to harvest our energy. We are kept weak and distracted from attaining our true power. We're poisoned. I swear to God, I can't just talk about so many podcasts. But they poison our air, our water, our food. They distort our truths. They alter the music. They mess up our calendar. the connection to nature, our circadian rhythms. We have rubber soles on our shoes that we can't even ground on the earth. You know, I can spend all day on talking how they are keeping us weak. And there's a lot of, as again, there's a lot of things in the podcast that I cover in the previous episode. So they are afraid of how powerful we really are. I really believe that. They're always making us afraid. Like, there's always an invisible boogeyman, if you notice. There's always asteroids going to get us, people in caves plotting elaborate plans, masterpieces, you know. Like, there's always a new virus out there, a new threat of war, acid rain, cyber attacks, food shortages. Aliens are going to come attack us. Not to say there isn't aliens, but hey, you know, it's whatever the media focuses on and blows up. It just, there's a saying that crime has actually gone down. It's just the news coverage has gone better. So whatever you put a laser beam focus on, whatever they frame is what we would direct us. I mean, come on. UFO attacks, you know, flooding, ice age plagues, diseases, kidnappings, abductions, on it goes. And it seems like every 10 years, something's going to happen. We're going to be underwater. We have no air. Boiling lakes, a mad cow, all this stuff. But nothing happens. It does happen, but it doesn't happen the way they sell it. You know, and then they have the elites that are flying their planes to go to summits. They buy homes on sea level. Yeah, look that up. On sea level, all these people are buying homes on sea level, and they're investing in properties on a similar elevation. You know, they'll cry, the sky is falling. What about Zoom? What about doing Zoom for G8 to actually trick us into saying if it were true? But they're all in their private jets, and anyway, it's, we give up our freedom rights for their protection, like a mafia. So let's get back to the sacrificing the son. So in the Bible, you have Exodus 22:29. It says, offer the firstborn of thy sons, and that she shall give it unto me. John 6:5-3, Jesus said, eat the flesh of the son, drink his blood, ye have no life in you. So it's not like sacrificing babies for power, you know, in the Catholic Church. In Kronos, crown, the Kronos, time, god of Saturn, offers his only begotten son as a burnt offering to his father Uranus or Uranus, and circumcises himself and told others to do so. So there's all these, the barbaric, I don't know, man, the Old Testament's just full of sacrifice, blood, this and that, and, you know, worshiping babies, burning babies. So it's interesting that the story of God about sacrificing the babies on the cross. So worships used to sacrifice children to the Moloch or Baal, bring them alive in the, I think it's called, was it called the Tophet, the roasting plane, the roasting place where they used to put the babies, the Saturn temple or Capitol Hill or Caput Hill, and they used to burn frankincense. You know, in the churches they burn frankincense. Well, there was to offset the smell of the burning flesh from the babies. You know, when they say holy moly, holy Moloch, holy moly, smoky, burning, whatever. Anyway, it's all a play on words, crucified on the cross or on the cube, Saturn, ball. It's nuts. Just, it's almost unbelievable. And maybe it is unbelievable. Then you have the soldiers of Saturn. The Gnostics say that the Demiurge or the Archons is the great architect of the universe. Going back to that in the Matrix, the Archons are known as the Djinn or the genie in the bottle. Let's have a gin and tonic. and I did a podcast on alcohol as well, but the Djinn. The Djinn, they make, just like in the Maya and the Hindu, it's all illusion, it's a Matrix. They make things appear real. Our true reality was made by the Creator, but it's been hacked and inverted by these little buggers, you know? It's like an overlay of the Matrix, like a fascia. It's like when they go to the bank and they put those readers over, just kind of, they hack it. Maybe the God of this world isn't the one true God. And these Archons or reptilians, they could be reptilian-based or simply just advanced AI. And they are called Archons, which are Borg-like, you know, like the Borg. They can only manipulate and assimilate what is already created. The dark forces, satanic, can only copy or only distort what has already been created. They can't create anything. They just distort the divine blueprint. They invert the cross, upside down cross. They put pentagram upside down. They're even messing with the sacred colors of the rainbow. You know, red is at the bottom because it's a lower vibration, but it's upside down. You know, genders are more confusing now than ever. There was once XX and Y, XY chromosomes. Like it's so confusing what's happening now. You know, they're feeding off our fear because love is out of their realm. There are minions causing havoc everywhere. You know, I think their agenda is this deception, confusion. Even our masculine and feminine polarities have been inverted in our biology. You can see it everywhere, in the movies, on stage, everywhere. As many of you know, I teach polarity, masculine and feminine communication, and energy, divine masculine and feminine. I've written a book on relationships, and I might even get a podcast on that too. So it's all tied together. I want to share a quote by Michael Ellen. He says, doctors are destroying health, lawyers destroy justice, universities destroy knowledge, government destroys freedom, and major media destroys information, and religion destroys spirituality. So it's nuts. And you know, you have the deal horns, right? The 211, the even L's. You have the towers that were knocked down. That was a representation of the two pillars. So yeah, it's crazy. And going back to Saturn again, one theory suggests that the rings of Saturn are actually sound waves and it's information being broadcast outward. You know, and these codes are amplified by the Earth's moon or lunar, they call it a lunar satellite. And, you know, could the stars and planets be the hologram, the projectors of our matrix reality? Could they be the astrology that are the keepers of our actions, the karma, encoded and released at the appropriate times? You know, like, are we amplifying these signals by our beliefs, what we see on TV, observing religious holidays and festivals, worshiping these gods, you know, sustaining this false matrix? Are we in that Truman Show, you know, a self-contained reality, a hologram, closed container perhaps, or a snow globe? You know, is this reality controlled by the planets? It could be. I mean, Saturn has got a hand on everything in this world, right? So if having this knowledge, being able to have the advantage. So I believe personally the planets are information fields holding our karma, projecting the hologram. Saturn is the old sun. As I said before, the black hole sun. It is the Lord of the Rings, the Sauron, all-seeing eye. You know, if you look at the Lord of the Rings, you see that the two sides holding up the all-seeing eye. Like what I mentioned before about the wings holding the eye, like the Saturn, like all the logos of these world associations. You know, the one ring to rule them all.
My precious, look at the rings.
You know, and I believe we need to break the Saturn force field that's holding it together. And I go back to the planets again, that it's kind of the last planet before we get into the celestial planets. It's locking us in. You know, are we kept trapped by following astrology, giving it power? You know, like, do we feel we have freedom and control by doing the rituals on a full moon and stuff? Like, you know, new moon this. Like, a lot of people are doing practices on the new and full moon. You know, when we learn what planet does or what it doesn't do, maybe we are in the control system and that we're giving these planets more power than they should. You know, why do you think the elites are so anal about their astrology? Like, they're nuts about it, and they're denying it, too. It's like, oh, it's not real. J.P. Morgan once said, millionaires don't need astrologers, billionaires do. You know, these elites plan everything on astrology and numerology. It's nuts. It's the black cube planet is their leader. Take me to your leader. You know, Marvin? Take me to your leader. You know, I say don't give any power to the stars. Not because it's not true, but because it's what's keeping us trapped here in the matrix. We are mocked to think that it's all faked and it's evil. And also, you look at as our journey with the sun, my podcast on the Son of God, about Jesus or the sun going through all the zodiacs. Check that podcast out. It's number 46, called The Son of God. You know, are we all in the hologram, in the holodeck of Star Trek? Simply, we can say computer. And program. I should have put a sound effect in there. So I believe Saturn controls all the systems, religions, banking, politics, corporations, you know, the court system, science. So it's nuts. Yeah, let's talk about the justice system. Justice for all, right? You ever wonder why the justice system seems so unfair? Like the innocent get screwed and the criminals walk free? The system doesn't benefit us, the people, but it does the elite, so the cabal. the system isn't broken. It's been designed that way, you know? Like the judge. Let's take a look at the judge. He's in black. He has the Masonic hammer, the penis, you know, the hammer of Saturn. And it's like the banking system. The law and the courts are all designed to extract money from us. We are cells, you know, to discharge our batteries. We are batteries, charged with a crime, charged with a crime, battery of charges, get discharged. And also the land, the law of water and the banking system is all about water. If you've noticed, you get bailed out, you're drowning in debt, your assets are frozen, you need a bailiff. Water is currency, the current of the sea, currency. Your salary is salt, is the salt in the ocean. You have the riverbanks, the pirates, you know, the old pirates used to steal your gold and that and bury them by the riverbanks for easy access. Put your money in the bank. It's their money, right? Speed trap cameras and these traffic violations are no difference. They're pirates. Like, really, have we committed any crimes? I mean, I got copped. Like, I got a copped by one of those things. I was going 10 kilometers over. And in any human relation, there wouldn't have been called. But because I went 10 over, the post, I got nailed with a huge ticket. I'm like, I felt like I was looted. So let's say you know about all this and you position yourself where you're not going to be taken advantage of by the system. And you think you've escaped it. Well, what about when you die? Do you think you've outwitted them? Oh, not so fast, you dear light worker, devoted child of whatever religion you worship. Welcome to the reincarnation soul trap. What's that? Well, let me explain it. So, like a true narcissist, whatever is behind this when we die, whatever we see when we die, we have the life review. They love bomb us. They scan our memory because they have everything they have to trick us into coming back, being reincarnated, if you believe that or not. So like, as I said, like a true narcissist, they love bomb you. They make you feel so good. Some people say it's, they feel more love than when a woman looks at her baby for the first time. So it's very, very powerful what they do. They replay all the ways you've hurt people, but they don't play how they hurt you. They just make you feel guilty. And the only way to do that is to go back and make it right. They feed off your energy, you know. They make you fearful, guilty, or angry, you know, out of society. Like, it's crazy. And why the hell do they swipe our memories when we come back, if we come back? I mean, it's hard enough to know what to do when we know what we have to do. So they say, oh, this is a school here. Like, they're tricked by New Age saying, oh, we're here to learn on this Earth school. Well, how many times do we have to learn and keep suffering? Like, really, we're wiped of our memories. We start again, and we have to go through the same crap over and over again. I don't know. I think it's a scam. Because if they could just keep us imprisoned and tortured, then they wouldn't have to trick us. You know, we have to give them our consent at death. They have to trick us. If you want to see some pretty cool examples of this, it's Coda, the 57th episode in Voyager. I think it's season 3, episode 15. It's called Coda, where Janeway is dying and she sees her father, and she and the father's trying to convince her to go through the light to die. And I don't want to wreck it if you haven't seen it. And then there's also a Star Trek Next Generation episode. Isn't that, again, season 3, episode 25. Interesting. That where there, it's called Transfigurations, where these beings are just about to find their enlightenment, their ascension, their illumination, awakening. But there's other races, another race that they share the planet with, that they want to keep them down, and they say they're dangerous because they are evolving into light. It's crazy. So there's a lot of truth in there. And also to the holidays, where when we celebrate holidays, we're trapped as well. You know, the holidays, holly trees, the druids, holly trees. If you know about the origins of all the holidays, you'd be freaked out and shocked. Again, another episode or podcast from that. But I'll talk quickly about Christmas, where Christmas came from. It was originally called Saturnalia. Interesting, Saturn, the solar festival between December 5th, the 17th to 25th. It's the Roman festival of Saturnalia, Saturn god of agriculture. And if you see the picture of Saturn, the god of agriculture, he's eating a naked baby. Like, sacrificing the child? Is it Moloch? It's like, what is this, right? And then you have the 12 days of Christmas that were derived from when the masters and slaves changed places. The courts were closed and anybody could do any crime. So what they did, they chose the king of the Saturns to be sacrificed and to be the messenger to God. So they gave him pleasure. They chose somebody in the town, gave him all the pleasure you can eat, booze, sex, but then they would to be killed on December 25th. And the remains of that is the caroling in the streets. You know, when the carolers come by, because it was all sex in the streets and everything was all wild and no rules, no bars held there. So, and they made a movie about it called The Purge. So anyway, on to the next and last final advice here. How do we escape? How do we escape this box, this imprisonment, this everywhere you look, we're worshiping the box and the gods of the box and the minions of the box. What you do is go into your heart. Be the love, be the light, because they can't stand that. Go into their heart. It's beyond time and space. They own time and space. They own this reality, this 3D level. And when we're in love and we're not in fear, they can't touch us at all. You know, we're all in this mundane life, work, buy, consume, die, repeat, trick back into the matrix by our karma. We're suffering, we're repeating, you know. So change the way you eat. Stop doing all these things that are damaging to your body, to your temple. Get back into nature. Eat the proper food. Start connecting to your higher self, grounding to God. Pray. You know, my second book, Create the Life You Desire, and also The Ultimate Journey, I have a lot of ways to do this. And also, again, listen to all these podcasts because it's all part of escaping the matrix. You know, to break through the matrix of the firewall, of the force field that's keeping us here. Keeping us, we have to go beyond the Saturn planet into the celestial realms and all the control boxes that we're in. You know, the Canaanites, they became the druids. They had the symbol magic wand made from the holly tree, and Hollywood is spinning the same magic on us. We live in a druidic system, you know, the most powerful priesthood in Europe. We need to escape, find our power, and go within. So maybe the religions that we're following is all cube worship. I mean, you can replay this podcast to get all the ins and outs. I mean, there's way more for this, but I just wanted to share this with you. Maybe I'm wrong and full of shit, and what all the religions are true religions, but I don't know. Just it makes sense to me. And I think that we should just question everything and how we feel, our fear levels, our love levels, and find people that resonate, and let's get out of here. And on that note, let's get out of here. I will see you next time on the Ultimate Journey Awakening to Spirit podcast. Thank you for listening to the Ultimate Journey Awakening to Spirit podcast. Join me again next time for more spiritual talk. You can reach me at info@theultimatejourneyawakeningtospirit.com. And you can also visit my website, theultimatejourneyawakeningtospirit.com. Until next time, walk in love and in gratitude.